God's word is a person. You can develop a relationship with the word. The more you give yourself to the word, the more you find out it is God himself and it is life itself. The word will make you what it talks about. Listen to the anointed man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, a man with rare gift of revelation, making known tangibly the presence, the life, and the power of God by the word. Hear and be healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Morning. Happy Easter. Praise the Lord. All right, just turn around to your neighbor and tell him or her, it's good to see you. Happy Resurrection Morning. Happy Easter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's Easter morning. Amen. To God be the glory. He's risen from amongst the dead. He is not in the grave. Praise the Lord. Amen to Jesus. Do you have your Bibles with you? I believe the Lord will do something strong amongst us. He will touch everyone. He will touch every life. Praise the Lord. The Lord will impact to you something strong, something that will never leave you the longest day you live. Praise the Lord. And let the saints say, amen. Shout it like you believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So do you have your Bibles with you? All right. Go with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 6, verse number 4. And Romans chapter number 8, verse number 11. Are you still here? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. Amen. So we note that he was raised by the glory of the Father. How was he raised? By the glory of the Father. That's what verse 4 says in Romans chapter number 6. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter number 8, verse number 11. Are you there? Okay, you ready? But if the spirit of he that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Let's read it again. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So we see here that he was raised by the Spirit of God. How was he raised? By the Spirit of God. Okay, in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, he was raised by the Spirit of God. In Romans chapter 6 verse 4, he was raised by the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say amen. Can you say it like a believer? Amen. So I want to share with you on the power of his resurrection. So what are we talking about this morning? The power of his resurrection. Now, when you look at Romans chapter 6, verse 4, he was raised by the glory of God. Then you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11, he was raised by the Spirit of God. Amen. So it actually implies that the Spirit of God is the glory of God. Amen. Because if the glory raised him and the Spirit raised him, so the glory is the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let the saints say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he was raised by the Spirit of God. Let's look at another scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Are you in Hebrews chapter 1? Let's read from verse number 5. And you stop when I ask you to. Hebrews chapter number 1. Want to go? Verse 6. Verse 7. Verse 8. Verse 9. Verse 10. Verse 11. Verse 12. Is there verse 12 there? Okay, let's begin to appreciate that scripture. You need to read it from verse 1. But we don't have the time to read it from verse 1. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's just read verse 4. Want to go? Be made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than there. Verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Amen. Verse number 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Okay? Verse 7. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers a flame of fire? Verse 8. Verse 8. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Now, you will notice that he was comparing the Son and angels. He was comparing who? The Son and angels. And then he was talking about the day he begot him again. Amen. Okay, you know, but if he begot him again, it means that there was a time he lost him. Okay, obviously, when Jesus cried, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Actually, the Father turned his face away from him. Praise the name of the Lord. And that was the time he was made sin. And that was the time, amen, hallelujah, God put on him the iniquity of us all. Glory be to God. At that time that God put on him the iniquity of us all, he lost his place. Praise the name of the Lord. And he cried, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And then the Bible said, when he bringeth in the first begotten again from amongst the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So he was emphasizing that Jesus has a more excellent name than angels. And the reason why he has a more excellent name than angels, amen to Jesus, is because of the sacrifice that he has done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because of what he did on the cross of Calvary. And then he began to talk about when he sacrificed himself and then died on the cross. The response of God to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So from verse number 8 down to 12 was the resurrection of Jesus. From verse number 8 down to what? Was the resurrection of Jesus. That is the power of resurrection. So what happened when he was laid in the grave and God needed to raise him back again? God began to speak his word to him. And he began to tell him, But unto the Son he, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. Verse number 9. For thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, he was calling who God? Come on, talk to me. Who was calling who God? God was calling Jesus God. And he said to him, therefore, God, even thy God, that's himself now, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your... Verse number 10. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hand. Verse number 11. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment. Verse number 12. And as a vesture shall you fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall never fail. When he was speaking those words to the dead body of Jesus, it raised him back to life. So in Hebrews chapter number 1, we realize that when he bringeth in the first begotten again into the world, he said. That's what verse 5 said. Look at verse 5. When he bringeth in the first, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. This day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Verse number 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said. So, how did he do that? By what he said. So he raised him up by his spoken word. So in Hebrews chapter 1, he raised him up by his spoken word. In Romans chapter 6, he raised him up by his glory. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, he raised him up by his spirit. So how was Jesus raised up? He was raised by the word and by the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. But is this the power of resurrection? That is the power of resurrection. But listen to me. Are you listening? Everybody say, praise the Lord. What am I talking to you about this morning? The power of resurrection. Now listen to me. Are you listening? That's really not the power of resurrection. This is not the power of resurrection. What is the power of resurrection? That's what I want us to look into. Go with me to the book of Hebrews. I'll let you know what this is. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Chapter number 9. Verse number 12. What am I talking to you about? Say, praise the Lord. Say it like you believe it. Praise the Let's read together. One, two, go. One, two, go. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, in the old sanctuary, in the tabernacle of Moses, the old sanctuary, it is made up of three compartments: the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place. Amen. What's the old sanctuary made of? Three compartments. What is the old sanctuary? Say with me, the tabernacle of Moses. Everybody say it again. The tabernacle of Moses. What is that called? The old sanctuary. It is made up of how many compartments? Three compartments. The outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place. The outer court is the court of the Gentiles. The inner court is the court of the Jews. The most holy place is the court of God Almighty. Now, the court of God Almighty is called what? The most, what is it called? The most holy place. What is the court of the Jews called? The holy place or the inner court. The holy place or the inner court. Now, what is the court of the Gentiles called? The outer court. Now, the outer court is separated from the most holy place. It's separated from the holy place, the inner court, by a middle wall of partition. And then the inner court, the holy place, is separated from the most holy place by a veil. So what separates the most holy place from the holy place? A veil. What separates the holy place from the outer court? The wall, the middle wall of partition. The middle wall of partition is called the law of carnal commandments. What is the middle wall of partition called? The law of carnal commandments. Amen. Amen. Everybody say praise the Lord. Now, once a year, every family in Israel is expected to come with a lamb to Shiloh. The Shiloh is the place, the location of the tabernacle of Moses. And when they come, it's a priest is in charge of that house. Who is in charge of that house? A priest. Now, there's just not one priest. There are several priests. But there is one high priest. But there is many priests that work under the high priest. And the duty of this priest is to minister in the holy place day by day. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But once a year, the high priest will have to enter the most holy place with the blood of a lamb. And it's to be done how many times? Once a year. But there will be ministry going on in the holy place day by day. But there will only, it's only required once a year for the high priest to enter into the most holy place. But day by day, the other under priests of the high priest are required to minister in the holy place day by day. Are you listening to me? Everybody say praise the Lord. So what they do once a year is the high priest will have to enter the most holy place. But he cannot enter by himself because he's a high priest. Are you listening to me? He cannot enter how? By himself. Because of what? Because he's a high priest. No, if he dares it, they will have to drag out his dead body. Because you don't enter the most holy place without blood. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when he enters the most holy place, he has to do that by the blood of a lamb to make atonement for the sins of the people. To do what? To make atonement for the sins of the people. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of our Lord Jesus. So, his office as a high priest, his duty is to make sacrifices and atonement. But he will not perform this duty without a blood. He is required to enter the most holy place with the blood of a lamb. Amen to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If he doesn't, they would have to drag out his dead body. So usually when the priest, the high priest, enters the most holy place, he has to go in with a bell on his waist. Every step he makes, the bell is sounding. Any moment the bell ceases to sound, there's an assumption he may have been dead, or he would have died. He may have died. Now, they don't become alarmed and jump in to drag his dead body out. If they do that, they also will have to die. So, what they have to do, if they suspect he's dead, they will have to drag the rope they tie on his waist out. And as they are dragging the rope out, the dead body is coming out. Because they dare not enter. If they do, if there were 10 of them, 10 of them will be dead. And if another set of people become panicked that 10 people have died and rush in to bring them out, what happens? The number of them that rush in will also die. And they will have to be dragged out. It's a most holy place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, it was based on this when Jesus was to enter. Now, he did not enter with the blood of a bull or a lamb as it is required in the old sanctuary. He entered with his own blood. Are you listening to me? So, what gave access to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the most holy place, was his own blood? What gave him that access? His own blood. Now listen, if his own blood gave him access to the most holy place, then obviously his own blood would have been the power that broke the power of sin. Because the judgment in the most holy place, the judgment of death, is to sin. The judgment of death is to who? Is to sin. For the soul that sinneth shall die. But if an atonement is made, then the soul can be spared. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you still there? If the blood gave him entrance, then the blood also broke the power of sin. Let's look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Let's read this first, the last six verses of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The last six verses. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Please. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The last six verses. Okay, let's read together. I believe this is starting from the last six verses. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Let's look at verse 4. Verse 54, please. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is? Verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Okay, now listen. So the sting of death is what? So the power of sin. The power of death is sin. What's the power of death? It's sin. Now, that's what kills you. And that's what keeps you dead. So the power of sin is what? The power of death is what? The power of the grave is what? It's sin. It's still sin. Because he said, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? You know, the grave is where the dead man stays. So the grave is what keeps you dead. It's where the dead man is kept because he's dead. Do you understand? Okay, what kills the man? Death killed the man. What killed the man? Death killed the man. What was the power of death? Sin. So what killed him invariably? Sin killed him. Now, what keeps him dead? The grave. His house in the grave. So, the grave keeps him dead, exerting the power of death. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Are you still there? Now, say praise the Lord. So, what is the victory over sin? The blood of Jesus. What is the victory over sin? The blood of Jesus. Now, what is the victory over the grave? The blood of Jesus. Everybody say, praise the Lord. So, if that blood granted him entrance, then it's obvious that blood broke the power of sin and broke the power of the grave, exercised victory over the grave, and destroyed the power of sin. Do you understand that? Praise the Lord. If there's a wrestling match or a fight, and then you knock somebody down and he falls, they raise your hand and say you are the victory, will the person not get up and go as you go? As you leave afterwards, when he regains himself, he will get up and go. Do you understand? But a case whereby you knocked him down and he's not able to get up. So whatever you did to knock him down keeps him down. Do you understand that? The grave exercises the power of death. But the strength of death is sin. So sin is the power of death. That's what kills. But after it kills, it keeps you in the grave. You can't rise. You can't come alive. So, the blood he shed gave him entrance to the most holy place. If it gave him entrance, because without it, if you enter, you'll be dead. But he did not enter with the blood of calves and the blood of bulls. He entered with his own blood. So his own blood was the power over sin. And then his own blood was the victory over the grave. It's the power that overcame the power of the grave and the spirit of death. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say with me, the blood of Jesus. Say it again, the blood of Jesus. Say it like you believe it. Today we're celebrating Easter. It's been celebrated all over the world. It's talking about the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Everybody say with me, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. What is the essence of that? What is the place of that? It is the preciousness of His blood. It was in the death that the blood was shed. He resurrected because the blood was shed. Praise the Lord. He gave Himself for His blood to be shed. In the shedding of His blood, He died. But by the shedding of that blood, He resurrected. So we celebrate His death and His resurrection. What are we celebrating? His blood. Shout it with me, the blood of Jesus. Shout it again. Shout it again. Now listen to me. It's stronger than sin. It's stronger than the grave. It's deeper than hell. It's deeper than the curse of the law. It breaks it. You know, are you here this morning? Say the blood. Say the blood. It's the whole hell can contain it. The whole kingdoms of darkness can contain it. The whole authority of all the powers of darkness, no matter how arranged they are, no matter how organized they are, they cannot stand it. Are you listening to me? We're celebrating the death and the resurrection of Jesus. What are we celebrating? But what's the place of that? The blood of His cross. 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 Let me have you shout it. The blood of His cross. Say it here. Say it here. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Precious blood. So, what are we talking about this morning? Come on, talk to me. What are we talking about this morning? Power of His resurrection. That's what we're talking about. So what's the real power of His resurrection? It's not the spirit necessarily. It was the blood. The blood of Jesus. Everybody say the blood of Jesus. What did the spirit do? He witnessed to that. What did the spirit do? He witnessed to that. By raising Jesus up from the dead. So he was a witness. The Spirit of God did what? Bore a witness to the blood. Hallelujah. Glory! Thank you, Father. And you know, anytime the Spirit of God is to move, there has to be the Word that will provide a background for the Spirit to move. So, because the Spirit of God was to raise him, God began to speak His word. When He bringeth in the first begotten from amongst the dead, what did He do? He said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a righteous scepter. He said, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee, exalted thee, and anointed thee. He said, from the beginning, you made the heavens and the earth. And like a vessel, you will fold them up. And there shall be change. But concerning you, your yeas will never fail. That broke the power of death. That word he was releasing was for the Spirit of God to ride upon, to raise him up. But what was the real power? The blood that he has shed. And the Spirit was a witness to that. Are you still here? Say, praise the Lord. Say it like a believer. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Let's read from verse number 16. My emphasis will be verse 19. But let's read from 16. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's read together. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts and in their minds will I write them. Verse 17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 18. Read it like you believe it. Okay, look at what it means. He said, now, where remission of this kind is, there's no more offering for sin. In the old covenant, there was a yearly offering for sin. There was what? A yearly offering for sin by the blood of bulls and calves. There was a yearly what? Offering for sin. But this is the blood of the Son of God. So, where this kind of blood is shed, there will no more be an offering for sin. Why? Because it's the blood of the Son of God. It's a precious blood. It's a sinless blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Now listen, that blood is too deep, is too large, is too great, too big, too deep, too large, too high. It reaches further and beyond the boundaries of eternity. It's more than enough. It's more than is required. Are you listening? Where this kind of blood is applied, there will not be a need for another application of the same. Everybody say, praise the Lord. So where a mission of this kind is, there's no more offering for sin. Because he took care of it. Let's read verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Can I have you read it again? Let me have you read it again. Okay, now listen. Are you here? Say, praise the Lord. You know, we just all read it. But as we read it, it could just be like a letter, a knowledge, you know, a rendering that you just engage in. But listen, say with me, boldness. Say with me, the most holy place. Say it again. Okay, now, the most holy place, whose presence does it contain? Whose presence does it contain? The presence of God. Whose presence does the most holy place contain? The presence of God. Okay, now, listen. You know, we're talking about the blood. We're talking about His death and what's the essence of that? What's the essence of that? The blood that He shed. The blood that He shed. Everybody say with me, the blood that He shed. You know, in the few moments that I'm talking, I'm going to be doing one thing. I'm going to be exalting the blood. Are you listening to me? Now, why will I... Come on, are you listening to me? Everybody say, praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Say it like you believe it. So, I'm going to be exalting the blood. Now, you know, as we are all seated here, there are different things that we have exalted. There are different things where we have done what? Exalted. I'm telling you, you may not know, but there are different things that you have exalted. There are different things that you seated here have exalted. There are different things that you seated here have exalted. May you hear me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. You know, as I said it this way, you may not know. You may not even believe that there are certain things you have exalted. When the reality of the blood will stand before you, and then you allow it to be exalted, and then you begin, you begin to see it properly, you will now realize there were other things you had exalted, and you were even protecting it. Do you understand? You don't even believe you exalted anything. But you have. But why you don't believe that the things you have exalted is the protection you wrap around the things you exalted, so that it will not be taken away from you. Are you listening to me? So, I said in these few moments that I will be talking, and all I started saying, there's just one thing I want to represent and exalt. And what is that? The blood of His cross. What is that? The blood of His cross. What is that? The blood of His cross. Now, how the boldness you have to enter into the holy place, the place of His presence, the boldness that you have is how exalted the blood is before you. Amen. Amen. Say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, when we talk about entering His holy, His presence, His holy presence, you know, I don't want to talk about it in terms of the act of entering, but I want to talk about it in terms of the effect of entering. That's victory over this world, over the spirits of death, over sin, over the flesh, and over the grave. Entering. Say, praise the Lord. Having therefore, brethren, what? Boldness. To enter into the place, to the holiest, by the blood of Jesus. The boldness of entrance is how exalted the blood of the cross is to you. Amen. Let's read verse 20. Verse 20, please. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So I just want to emphasize that what it is for him was what it is for us. How did he enter? By his own blood. How do you enter? By his own blood. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The blood of his cross. The blood of his cross. That is the power that overcomes the spirit of death. That is the power that overcomes the spirit of death. That is the power that overcomes and overwhelms the curse of the law. That is the power that overcomes sin. Listen, there are two things. You either choose the works of the flesh or the death of Jesus. You either choose the works of the flesh or the death of Jesus. And choosing his death is the blood of his cross magnified and exalted in you. Say praise the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Some things I wrote down some years ago. I'd like to read it for you. When Apostle Paul, remember I said something, I said I will be exalting what? The blood of his cross. What did I say I will be exalting? Remember? So I said, I'll be exalting what some people said, the blood. That's not what I said. I'll be exalting. What did I say I'll be exalting? The blood of his cross. What will I be exalting? The blood of his cross. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Paul, the apostle, came to a certain place. And he asked the people, have you been baptized? And they said, yes. He asked them, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? They said, we have not heard that there is anything called Holy Ghost. Then he told them, of what baptism were you baptized? I think I've shared about this some time ago. I think I shared around it on the 2020, in December. So he asked them, okay, you've not heard that there's anything called Holy Ghost. They said, yes, we've not heard. Then he asked them, what baptism were you baptized? And they told him, we're baptized with the baptism of John. Then he expounded what that means to them. He said, the baptism of John is unto repentance. Amen. The baptism of John is unto repentance. Then he told them about the baptism of the Spirit. And he said, the baptism of the Spirit is unto Jesus. Everybody would say with me, unto repentance. Unto Jesus. Say it again. Okay. It means that if you're baptized with the baptism of John, you said, I repent of all my ways. I want to live a good life. Are you listening to me? I repent of what? All my ways. I want to do what? Live a good life. That's the baptism of John. But he said, the baptism of the Spirit is different from the baptism of John. And he said, the baptism of the Spirit is unto Jesus. Are you still there? All right, now, say with me, unto repentance. It's a commitment to do what? To live a good life. So, what does it enslave you to? Yourself. But the baptism of the Spirit is unto who? So what does that imply? What does it enslave you to? Who does it enslave you to? Jesus. Now, are you still there? Say amen. Say praise the Lord. Are you listening? All right. You observe that if you become, if that happens to you, it commits you to Jesus. Are you listening to me? Now, if you're committed to Him, then one thing is required. It is required that you enthrone Him. Because if it enslaves you to Him, then you should enthrone Him. Did you hear that? Okay, tell your neighbor. If it enslaves you to Him, then you should enthrone Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still listening to me? Now listen. What He has done enthrones Him. When what He has done reigns in you, then you have enthroned Him. So what did I say? Then you have and when He reigns in you, you reign by Him. What did I say? What enthrones Him? When you enthrone what He has done, then what have you done? When He reigns in you, you reign by Him. Are you still here? Now, the question now becomes, what did He do? The blood that He shed. What did He do? The blood that He shed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say with me, the blood of His cross. The blood of the Son of God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood of His cross. Hallelujah. 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 Just for you to appreciate what I'm talking about, may I ask you a question? What saved Israel from Egypt? Can you talk to me? What saved Israel from Egypt? The blood. Remember this. The hand of Pharaoh, the strength of Pharaoh, was called a strong arm of Egypt. And you notice this. He said, Moses was talking about the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Pharaoh asked him, who is that God? Because Egypt was a fortification of strength. You know, in old Egypt, they perform surgery. They're able to split human body and analyze it. In fact, modern medicine are still stored in the medicine of Egypt. And they have not fully comprehended it as they should.
Are you still there? They have all kinds of science. I'm talking about old Egypt. And their weapons of war is massive. So, Pharaoh looked at Moses and said, "Who is the God of Israel? I don't know him." And then Egypt, Moses said, he threw the stick on the ground. And he turned and became a serpent. And Pharaoh looked at him. He said, "Any of the magicians of Egypt will do that." He just did this. Three of them came by and did the same thing Moses did. Are you still there? In fact, he warned Moses. He said, listen, Moses, because of this nonsense, he called the officers, say, increase the burden of the Jews to 10 times. And they became very bitter and angry against Moses. I said, "Moses, what's wrong with you?" That was why when Moses killed the Egyptian, they felt this. If we allow this boy, if we keep allowing this young man, he'll put all of us in a mess. And they reported him that he killed the Egyptian. But he was doing that to safeguard Israel. And Moses ran for his life. Are you still there? They did everything in this world. Nobody could let Israel go. Now listen, God said, "I'm just going to try do one more thing. I'm going to do one more thing." And he told them, "Kill a lamb." Everybody say, "Kill a lamb." "And put the blood upon the lintels of your house." Now, why in the wilderness there was a mixed multitude? It was not only the Jews that were going back to Israel. There were other tribes. There were other people who were living in Egypt who ran for a hide in a house of the Jews. And they too were protected. Was it their righteousness? Was it their good works? What protected even the strangers? The blood. Did the blood make demarcation and said, "This is a Jew, this is a stranger"? All the people that were preserved in the blood were protected. And listen, are you still there? The Bible said there was none feeble amongst them. The Bible, that means there were no feeble person. Old men were walking straight. Young mothers, hello, are you there? None of them were walking. Everyone was straight and strong. Nobody's eyes was dim. Their eyes were all bright. What's the basis? The blood. The blood of who? A lamb. Everybody shout with me. A lamb. The blood of a bull and a calf. And he led them out of Egypt. He broke the power of Egypt. Hallelujah! And you know, when the blood released them, the Bible said the pillar of cloud came and stood at their back in the daytime. And then a pillar of fire came and stood in their front in the nighttime. What was that? Said the blood. It was the power that saved them that is also preserving them. Everybody shout, the blood! The essence of his death and resurrection. The essence of his death and his resurrection. Glory be to God. Glory! Now look at this. It's not too easy to communicate this. But listen to this. If we will exalt this and exalt it more and more, it's going to flow down to your natural life. That's the spirit of holiness. That is, are you listening to me? That's the victory over death. That is the power. It's not quite easy to communicate this. Because we are deeply distracted people. Highly distracted people. And we tend not to focus. But if we can stay here more, to the point that more and more of us begin to capture this, then your boldness will increase. And as your boldness increases, then you will see that there will be no curse that can hold you. Say, praise the Lord. It was the blood of bulls and calves that did that in Egypt. Significantly. But now, we have the blood of the Lamb of God. We have the blood of the Lamb of God. We have the blood of the Lamb of God. We have the blood of the Lamb of God. Now. Thank you, Father. So this is what celebrating. The essence. Why do we celebrate this? To make it prominent. To make it, to announce it. More and more. Don't get distracted. Don't allow anything to sidetrack you. There's a focus. There's a focus. There is what? A focus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We confront the spirit of death with the blood of the Lamb of God, the blood of the cross of Christ. We confront. We rise up and meet the spirit of death with the blood of the everlasting covenant. In Jesus' mighty name, we confront sin. We confront this world with the blood of the everlasting covenant. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. The blood of His cross. 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 The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Think about this. Are you there? Why did He ascend to heaven? To present the blood upon the mercy seat. Why will He come back again? To show Himself unto those that love His appearing. That there is no blood in His hands. You could see the hole opened. And on His hands. And on His legs. And on His ribs. So He ascended to present the blood. He descended to show Himself. That He has done it. He has shed His blood. Now, look at this. Are you still here? The power of rapture. Actually cut away. The word rapture doesn't exist in the Bible. But the word that exists is cut away. You shall be cut away. Cut off. Cut away. Glory be to God. Glory! Him whom you have not seen. You believed. And not only believing. You rejoice with joy unspeakable. Are you still here? Even though you have not seen Him. But you have believed. Come on, are you here? Even though you have not seen Him, but you have believed. Say, glory be to God. Him whom I have not seen. Can everybody say with me? Him whom I have not seen. I believe. Not only believing, but I rejoice. With joy unspeakable. With joy unspeakable. With joy unspeakable. Glory! But unto them that love him shall he appear the second time. Why does he need to do that? To show to you that he did it. Why did he ascend the first time? To show to the Father what he did. Why will he come back the second time to show to the believer what he has done? And what will that do to you? Listen, because there it will be a physical sin of that which you have believed without sin. That effect will pull you up out of this world. Hallelujah! The victory of the blood is what saved you, is what will take you away. The blood of his cross. 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 Are you listening? Are you hearing? May God help you to hear. May your ears be open to receive the substance, the blood of his cross. You know, in the Old Testament, in Egypt, they served them, they partook of the blood of the bulls and calves, and it did tremendous things. It was a pointer to the blood of Jesus. But now we have the blood of Jesus. Then they were pointing to it. But now we have it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, I'm rising up. Say amen. It overcomes the curse of the Lord. You know, when we talk about the curse of the Lord, you don't know the strength of the curse of the Lord. Places does not eliminate the curse of the law. Wherever you go, it goes with you. In fact, it will overtake you, the curse of the law. Are you hearing me? But this is stronger. But here is the blood of the cross. Hallelujah! It's stronger than the curse. It's greater than the curse. Now, that's what I'm exalting. That's what I'm magnifying before you. Say with me, the blood of his cross. The blood of his cross. The blood of Jesus. Now, listen, what the devil does is to cover it. You know, we're talking about it. You know, as I'm saying it and singing it, you know, over and over, I sing it like a song. I say it this way, I say it this other way. I come back to it and I say, you say after me. And I say, you do this. You know, some of you, you're just doing what I'm saying. But you know, are you listening to me? It's not coming to you. It's not coming to you. You're not rising up to it. You're not seeing it. Are you hearing me? And listen, as you begin to see it, you've never seen anything until it comes to you. This is overwhelming. This is amazing. The power of the grave does not stand it. No evil will befall you. You will not die, but live. You will not be cut off. In the midst of your days, the number of your days, you will fulfill. Listen, they will not sit on your inheritance. They will not sit on your inheritance. They will not sit on your inheritance. They will not take your portion. There are backgrounds that is not allowing you to have an inheritance. There are backgrounds that's not allowing you to have an inheritance. But this is stronger. if you allow me, I will sing on this. I'll both sing it and talk it. Talk it and sing it. Sing it and talk it. I'll echo it. Echo it. Echo it. Echo it. Until it begins to come alive. Because there's a way the heart of a man is. There's a spirit in the heart of a man. There's a way it is. That I'm saying this does not mean you're receiving it. There are things you have already received. And there's no space for more. So he's occupying the space that this ought to have. But I can't. I have to let you go. After some few minutes, I should ask you to go. Are you hearing me? So I'm going to serve you the communion. When they went out of Egypt, none of them was feeble in the camp. But this is what they took. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Every sentence of death is canceled. Every plan of death is canceled. We cancel it by the blood. By the blood of the cross of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Visual will make you whole. Will perform in you. And take away from the midst of you. That which the enemy has done. And you shall live. And not die. You will go out today. And you will bear fruits. And your fruits shall abide. The rod of the wicked shall no more rest upon your Lord. The rod of the wicked shall no more rest upon your Lord. Lift your hands, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. This is victory. This is wholeness. This is wholeness. This is the love of the Father. I choose you. I called you. I am the one who chose you before you choose me. I called you before you knew me. And I separated you from your mother's womb. You are mine. You are mine. Sing at the voice of the Lord. Sing at the voice of the Lord. And every word that's spoken to you. Spoken to you in places not public, in places that is not open, my voice that I caused you to hear, I will perform. Are you listening? Are you listening? I've already saved you. And I have answered the cry of your heart. And I have granted the request that you asked of me. I've done it, saith the Lord. Don't you hear? Don't you see? That I have answered. That I have done it. I'm your rock. I am your high tower. I am the shield. that can never be broken. Do you not hear me? Have you not seen that my word will never fail? It will never fall to the ground without coming to pass. It's resurrection morning. It's victory season. It's that day. It's that day. My griefs, you bore my griefs and carried my sorrows. I esteem it today. Thank you, Father. For he was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Everybody say it with me. Thank you, Father. Go on, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Father. For the blood of the cross of Christ. Thank you. That was shed for the remission of my sin. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy One. We receive this as a congregation of believers, as families and individuals, with thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Mercy. Oh, that can it use a meander. Kabanduji canambra gadujinaya. Kutetsu kataya. Kabranduje. Kimbraduju kuba katel. Zakuke. Tisimbiona hakiandu hakuosh. Kubrata, kubrato kuba deshia. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. My God, thank you. Abata sunataki ambatuka dabanata. Healing comes here. Healing comes here. Deliverance comes here now. Deliverance comes here. Mercy comes here now. The rod of the wicked is destroyed. I'm telling you, the rod of the wicked is destroyed. You will go out and grow up today. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Maya tata taya. Bubaro prekenebi yakolo jundaya. Mama hikele bahasutona naya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yalabo janaki kabaru nonde. Mayana hiya kababa jutolo kramanana nanana. Maya kaboshi kalabasa tai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yahu kibahi kibajin nado. Mananeka ki galabajin tayando dobanai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship him. We worship him. We worship him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kababa shikalabaja nona. Matsutoga kabazinanaya. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 back bandagende yambadaya, baba ropo po kalabaya, kaso so beteka di masambade kalabandaya. Hallelujah, we worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Yakababa subrate kalabasata, lekaba subrate kalabasa, broto kalaba, matata tito brata tabakaliba sambada nagadaya. Hallelujah! Yakababa shakabase kabosotondeya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kabata shekabate kabase 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 to yarabatsu kadabrate kalabase to yagabanda ya maya kabobo bobo 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 ikalabo shata yagabanda bobo 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 nana. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amba I kalabashe kade bratatanda yakabanda makaboto poto poto batata yelabo poto batata poto batata yelabo poto poto batanda ya matatata rababa sakaba mayagabo boko 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 boko. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. A growth in the stomach is just broken and removed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you and exalt your name. Thank you. With all of our hearts, we bless your name. In Jesus' holy name. Let all the saints shout amen together. Hallelujah.
Experience something different, strong and powerful every Sunday, 9 a.m. main service, Monday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Wednesday, 6 p.m. believers meeting at Heirs of Better Things Church, 5 Odo Street by Stadium Link Road, Romola, Port Harcourt. For these and other messages of the man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, please call +234-9099-251-775 or you can call +234-9099-043-977. Remain blessed. We'll be right back.